çaldı.
This is the United View Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. COP26 President Alok Sharma on Saturday said the UN Climate Summit was a moment of truth for our planet, for our children and our grandchildren as marathon negotiations edged toward their conclusion in Glasgow, Scotland. Sharma told delegates that countries had failed to live up to promises they made in the 2015 Paris Agreement, but insisted that draft summit decisions recognize this and call for a response. He said the text contained tangible next steps and very clear milestones to get us on track to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement, which seek to limit global heating to 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius. Delegates are nearing the end of grueling negotiations that seek improved and accelerated emissions cutting plans, greater finance for developing nations, and resolutions of points of contention that have hampered past UN climate talks. Ferocious clashes have left 58 inmates dead in an Ecuador prison, police said Saturday, in the latest unrest at Guayaquil Jail that was the scene of a September riot which killed 119 prisoners. Police General Tanya Varela told reporters that an additional 12 inmates were injured in the brawl. Nearly 300 prisoners have been killed this year in Ecuador's prison system, where thousands of inmates tied to drug gangs square off in violent clashes that often turn into riots. And U.S. President Joe Biden will hold a virtual meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Monday, the White House said. Talks Washington hopes will create some stability amid increased tensions between the world's two largest economies. For more stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese security forces killed at least three demonstrators Saturday in a crackdown on anti-coup protests, medics said, after the military tightened its grip by forming a new ruling council. The pro-democracy protests come nearly 3 weeks after top general Abdel Fattah al-Burhan ousted the government, detained the civilian leadership, and declared a state of emergency. Gunshots were heard and tear gas fired as security forces sought to break up demonstrations in Khartoum and neighboring cities, witnesses said. Tens of thousands rallied nationwide. The military's October 25th takeover drew widespread international condemnation, as did a deadly crackdown on demonstrators demanding it restore Sudan's democratic transition. Any hopes the demonstrators had that the military would back down were dashed on Thursday when Burhan named himself head of a new ruling sovereign council that excludes the country's main civilian bloc, triggering more condemnation from the West. Several thousand people rallied in Melbourne against new vaccination mandates on Saturday, with a few comparing the state government to Nazis and calling for violence against politicians, local media said. In Australia, where 83% of people aged 16 and above have been fully inoculated against the coronavirus, nationwide vaccinations are voluntary. But states and territories have mandated vaccinations for many occupations and barred the unvaccinated from activities such as dining out and concerts. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday that Belarus had not consulted him before raising the possibility of cutting Russian natural gas flows to Europe, adding that such a move would risk harming ties between Minsk and its key ally Moscow. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko threatened on Thursday to retaliate against any new European Union sanctions against Minsk over a migrant standoff on the Belarus-EU border, suggesting he could halt the transit of gas and other goods via Belarus. Meantime, the EU must be prepared to face an increase of migrants trying to enter the bloc, with the arrival of many from the Middle East through Belarus set to continue for a long time, the director of the EU border agency Frontex is saying. The European Union accuses Minsk of creating the crisis as part of a hybrid attack on the EU bloc. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.